mean your lessons. Lesson number six. What is this that God hath done unto us? What is this that God hath done unto us? That, of course, was spoken by Joseph's brothers as God was revealing to them that they had sinned that they had not dealt with and that they needed to get dealt with and that they needed to get their hearts right before a holy God because he had a plan for their lives. God had a plan for their lives. Kelly, Terry, do you have a book? Anybody need a book? Kelly, get Terry a book, would you please? Anybody else need a book? We're on lesson number six, Terry. Page 25. God works in the affairs of men. God has a plan and a purpose. And all of that is to bring you and I to his will, to his glory, for his glory. God is always working in our lives to bring us unto himself. When Joseph's brothers went down in Egypt to buy bread, God got their attention. They recognized that God was doing something in their lives. They remembered the sin that they had committed against Joseph some 25 years earlier. God was working in their hearts because he desired for them to be right with him. Aims for our lesson today. God works in our lives, and he always deals with us in love. He always deals with us in love. Sometimes people think that God is mean for what he might permit to come into our lives. God always deals with us in love. God's purpose is always to bring mankind to himself. Then we need to realize that God knows our deeds and that he is able to remind us of things that need to be dealt with. Then lastly, that God is always working. God is always working in mankind's lives. He's always working. What is this that God hath done unto us? Statement made by Joseph's brothers as they're there before Joseph, as they have no food and they've left Canaan land, and they're there before Joseph, and Joseph looks at them, recognizes them, although they don't recognize him, and he says, "You guys are spies to see how bad it is here in our land." And God had a plan, and he had to work in those boys' hearts because he was going to build a great nation with them. But before he could build a great nation with them, he had to get their hearts right. He had to get their hearts right. Our God is always at work. It is evident that he allows things to happen in our lives to get our attention. As we read the story today in Genesis 42, and you can turn there if you would, please, we'll find the Lord working in the lives of Joseph's brothers. We'll notice the question in verse 28, what is this that God hath done unto us? They saw God's hand working, and they said, why is he allowing this to happen to us? What is God saying to us? We do not understand, but we know that God surely is in this. Joseph's brothers were right. God was working in their lives. He would soon take these brothers and begin to build the great nation of Israel. We need to be reminded that God is working in the lives of every person. Do you see the Lord in circumstances in your life? You may see him at work, or you may not see him at work. But God is still at work. Genesis 42, verse 28. Genesis 42. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and lo, it is even in the sack. And their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done unto us? What is this that God hath done unto us? God was working in their lives. God was working to turn their hearts to the Lord, to turn their hearts to right. God was working. It was hard on them. It was not easy. I'm sure when they were in prison 3 days, they had some time to think. They didn't think that this is fun. I'm enjoying this. They didn't think that at all. They're thinking, what is going on here? It had been what, some 25 years? Maybe it started to slip. Maybe they started to forget. But they certainly were reminded. If there's sin in my life and I don't deal with it, God will bring it to my attention, and then I'll need to deal with it. God deals with us in love. Page 26 in your lessons, page 26. God deals with us in love. When we think of this question, what is this that God hath done unto us? Let us keep in mind that God always deals with us in love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We must establish this fact firmly in our thinking. Sometimes we think that God has forsaken us, or that he is seeking to harm us. But we must not be blinded to the goodness of God. Kelly, go to Romans 2:4 and read that for me, would you please? Romans 2:4. Someone go to Exodus 19:4. Who would do that for me? Exodus 19:4. Amy Spiller. We're going to need to move through this. Okay, the rest are here. Okay, Romans 2:4. Knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. God is good all the time. God works to bring us to himself. We must also remember that it is God's intention to bring man to himself. This is what God's word shows us in Exodus 19:4. Amen. Amen. Brought you on eagle's wings. How I bear you on eagle's wings. On eagle's wings. What a blessed truth that the Lord will bear us up on eagle's wings. Whatever God is doing in your life, his desire is to bring you to himself. His desire is to bring you to himself and to his will that he has for your life. So God works to bring us to himself. God deals with us in love. Then God causes us to realize our need. In Genesis 42, verses 1 through 5, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river, and behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored... I'm in the wrong chapter. Those words don't look familiar. I mean, they do, but not like the ones I want. I'm sorry, chapter 42. Now when Joseph saw that there was corn in Egypt, or when Jacob saw there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came from the famine, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. So here they are going down to Egypt, going down to the only place where God had preserved food, going down to a lad that in his earlier years God had revealed to him that God had a special plan for him. And that as he revealed that plan to his siblings, they said, we'll never bow down to you. What are you talking about, little boy? And he told them, he said, you listen, God's got a plan. God has a plan. And God brought them. God brought them there. God causes us to realize our need. In our story, we see that God caused Joseph's brothers to realize their need. Genesis 42, 1 through 5 tells us that there was a famine in the land. They had to go to Egypt in order to buy bread. The Lord had allowed this famine and had raised up Joseph to store up food for the days of famine. The Lord was working in all of this. The great need of Joseph's brothers was to be right with God, and all these other things were used for God to bring this to pass. The greatest need of Joseph's brothers was not corn. It was that their hearts would be right with God. God wanted to use them to build a great nation, but he had to get their heart right before he could do that. God has a plan for each one of us, but he needs to have our hearts right. When our hearts aren't right, he'll reveal things to us. When we realize our sin, once we recognize it, that's the hardest part, is recognizing our sin. We have to recognize it. Then we can confess it and forsake it. It is only when we realize that we have a need that we are moved to action. Page 27 in your lesson, God reminds us of our deeds. The Lord has a special way of reminding us of our deeds. As thousands of people were pouring into Egypt, Joseph was administering the dispersing of the food. In that great crowd, he saw his brothers and knew them. That's amazing. That's amazing. The whole world was coming there for food. And Joseph saw them and said, wow, that's my brothers. Joseph loved his brothers. Joseph always loved his brothers. He was so glad with that day when he was 17 years old and was going out to the field to see how the boys were doing and take the report back to dad, and he was always glad to see them. And I'm sure this day his heart was filled. In Genesis 42 and verse 9, and Joseph remembered the dream which he had dreamed of them and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land or you come. We might think this is unkind. This is kind of unkind for you to say this to your brothers, to do this to them. But the Lord needed to work in their hearts. The Lord needed to do a work in them. And sometimes when we're getting worked on, it hurts a little. Sometimes it's hard. But when we're getting worked on and God is working to fulfill his will in our lives, the Lord has a special way of reminding us of our deeds. As thousands of people were pouring into Egypt, and Joseph was there, and he saw them. And then he accuses them, "You are spies. You are spies." And they're going, "What? What do you mean we're spies? We're guys looking for food. What in the world do you mean we're spies? You're spies." God knows what we have done and causes us to know we cannot have his blessing if we carry things unconfessed in our lives. Joseph's brothers needed to deal with their sin. They needed to remember it and deal with it. Therefore, he reminds us of our deeds. God was reminding them of their deeds as Joseph stood there and said that to them. God wants us to return to himself. Happiness and joy for you and I is walking in the center of the Lord's will. Happiness and joy is there. These men were shaken up. After 25 years, it seemed as if their sin was catching up to them. Genesis 42, 21 and 22. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he had besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us." And Reuben answered them and said, "Spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required." God had spoken to her heart, to their hearts. God had given them the message, and they understood. After 25 years, they got it. God spoke to their hearts. God wants us to return to Himself. You and I cannot walk out of God's will. We cannot walk out of the divine presence. We cannot walk out of His care. God is there. God is everywhere. There is no place that you and I can be where God is not. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take up the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. There's no escaping God, for He is everywhere. There's no place to get away from God. God wants us to return to Himself. Joseph's brother said, what is this that God hath done unto us? God works in the affairs of man to bring them to His will. Let's go to our questions at this point. Exodus 19:4, where is God always seeking to bring us? To Himself. Genesis 42:1-6, how did God use the famine to bring them there? To bring His brothers there. Very good. Psalm 119:67, how is God able to use affliction in our lives? Tracy? To bring us back to Him. Very good. Genesis 42, 9-14. What were Joseph's brethren accused of being? Spies. What did this cause them to think of? Joseph's dream, what they had done to Joseph earlier on in his life. What event were Joseph's brothers speaking of in Genesis 42:21-22? When he threw him in the pit, when he sold him into slavery. Excellent. What great truth about God do we learn in Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12, and also in the story of Joseph and his brothers? God is with us in all times, good times, bad times. God is there to lead and to guide. Excellent. The memory verse, Psalm 119:67. Diana? Tasha? Very good. Psalm 119:67. Anyone else? It's about Psalm 42:28. What is this that God hath done unto us? They knew God was speaking to them. Thank you very much for coming. I hope you're spending time in your lesson. I hope it's a blessing to you.